You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
I'm Father James Elston. I'm the rector of the parish of Old St Pancras, and we're sitting here today in St Pancras Old Church, which is one of my churches somewhere between King's Cross, St Pancras and Camden Town.
We're sitting in the side room filled with all the sort of objects of the service. What are the core beliefs of the Church of England?
Well, in common with all other Christian denominations, our core belief is that God, the creator of the universe, the God of Abraham and Isaac, the God of the Old Testament, at a certain point in history, about 2,000 years ago, became human in the form of Jesus Christ and lived and died a human life and rose again after dying on the cross. And so that's the sort of basic Christian belief that is common to all denominations. The Church of England believes that it's part of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church in unbroken succession from the Apostles. And so we see ourselves part of a bigger picture. The Church of England was formed around the 16th century in the Reformation in England by Henry VIII. And although it was part of a reformation against the Roman Catholic Church right across Europe, it retained some of its Catholic identity. So in a typical English fudge, it became a reformed church, but it retained bishops and priests and deacons. And so our worship is ordered and our church is governed through bishops, who are the successors, if you like, from the apostles, the first disciples of Jesus.
How would believers and members of your congregation, how does their faith affect, or how do they practice their faith in their daily lives, do you think?
I would hope that coming together on a Sunday, particularly on a Sunday, because that's the day of the resurrection, coming together on a Sunday and worshipping God through music and through breaking of bread and sharing of that with wine in the Mass, that gives people a sense of connection to God through Jesus Christ, a sense of purpose, forgiveness and renewal in their lives, and a filling up by the Holy Spirit in order for them to live lives of service.
Your Sunday service, I know, is the main service of the week. So what is what happens in the Sunday service?
One of the things that we believe in the Church of England is that ceremony and ritual are here to express deeper reality. So lots of things happen in church, which if you were a newcomer might seem a bit strange. A bell rings to start the service and we sing a first hymn, we stand, the organ plays, and incense is carried in. It's swung from a sort of a metal, it's called a thurible, it's on chains, and the church is filled with incense, which is sweet smelling. And incense has been used in all religions for thousands and thousands of years, and it symbolizes holiness, the otherness of God, his difference, and it symbolizes the rising up of our prayers and worship. And sometimes it's so beautiful at the beginning of a Mass on a Sunday morning when the sunlight's coming through and shafts of light catch that smoke, and it really takes us to another place. So coming to church shouldn't be just going like going to the supermarket or just meeting people in a coffee shop. It should be something different, something other that transports us to the very heart of God.
What is the history of this building? And I know that St Pancras Old Church is a truly sort of remarkable building, and quite possibly the oldest building in, well, at least this part of London, and who knows. So yeah, how old is this building, and kind of briefly, what are some of the key parts of the history that we know about it?
Well, we know for certain that there's been a church here for at least 1,000 years. It's mentioned in the Doomsday Book. It's on the top of a little hill, and the River Fleet runs in the road below it. So it's been a site of worship for at least a millennium. And various times in history, it's been knocked about a bit. The Victorians restored it. And when they restored it, they took down the tower at the front and rebuilt it on the side. And when they took down the front tower, they found, wrapped very carefully, an ancient altar stone, and they set it in the altar, and they found some Elizabethan silver as well. So it was a real treasure find in the Victorian era, and the things that they found we still use today. And some people believe that altar stone goes right back as far as the time of St. Augustine of Canterbury, who brought Christianity to the British Isles in the 6th century. But that's sort of lost in the midst of time.
So this building has a remarkable history and has been serving the local community for over a millennia, and that community has probably changed beyond all recognition. So with the community that you serve today, are there particular issues that you feel that come up when you talk to your congregation?
Yes, you're right to say that this area has been subject to much change, and every time someone moans to me about how everything is changing, I remind them that it's an area that's never stood still, right from the advent of the railways up until today. So what are the issues that face us? I think poverty, homelessness, and mental health. We have a large hospital with mental health wards next door. And as the funding is cut, we see that people are not cared for in a way that we would hope. And lots of very vulnerable people come to the church, and we're very good here in this church because we're so used to dealing with all sorts of people from right across the world and in all conditions of life, of just welcoming people unconditionally, maybe giving them a cup of coffee and a cup of tea and chatting to them. And often that's enough for some people, particularly the homeless and those who suffer from mental illness. They don't really talk to anybody from week to week in any genuine way, and they may interact with someone in the hospital, a member of staff or social services, or someone in a shop, but there's nobody just talking to them in an equal way. And that has a tremendous power, and that this building stands, the doors stand open to welcome whoever comes in.
Right, well, that brings us to a close. The only last question was, is there a sort of piece of music that I can we should go out on?
I think my favourite piece of church music is by an Elizabethan composer called Thomas Tallis, and it's a very short piece of music, you'll be glad to know, and it's called If Ye Love Me, and it's words from John's Gospel where Jesus is promising them that when he dies and leaves and goes to heaven, he'll leave them a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with them. And it's a stunningly beautiful piece of music that always makes me cry. And when I celebrated my first Mass here, 12 years ago, when I was first ordained a priest, and I celebrated Mass for the first time, and my family and my friends were here, and as I gave Holy Communion to people for the first time, the choir from the organ loft sang this piece of Elizabethan music, which suits this building so well, and it is stunningly beautiful, and it's something I hope that I will keep listening to and hopefully be played at my funeral.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio. www.ccradio.org.